is VOA News via remote. I'm Countess. Russian President Vladimir Putin recognized two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent. He then ordered the Russian army to launch what Moscow called a peacekeeping operation into the area, a move that is seen as accelerating a crisis that the West fears could lead to a major war. Putin told Russia's defense ministry to deploy troops into the two regions, Donetsk and Luhansk, in a decree issued shortly after announcing recognition for Russian-backed separatists there. It was not immediately clear whether the Russian military action would be regarded by the West as a start of an invasion of Ukraine that the United States and its allies have warned about for weeks. People in Kyiv are reacting to Putin's latest moves. They say they would never accept independence of parts of regions in eastern Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
Until now, Moscow has denied supporting separatists, saying Russians who fought there are volunteers. AP painter Maria Levchichina says, let them recognize whatever they want. But in her view, it can only provoke a war because normal people will fight for their country. This woman, Maria, a housekeeper, says she is not falling for what the Russians are saying. She says, let them do what they want, recognize someone, organize referendums. But we and all the society don't recognize it and shouldn't recognize it. Another Ukrainian said they have to rely on the West, saying there's little chance Ukraine can do something about this. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reuters reports the UN Security Council is to meet publicly on Ukraine at 9 p.m. Eastern on Monday. This is VOA News. Britain vowed to impose sanctions on Russia, which it warned could invade Ukraine imminently. The UK condemning President Vladimir Putin's recognition of two breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine as a breach of international law. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson offered a defensive support in a call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying while a diplomatic solution should be pursued until the last possible second, the situation was deteriorating. Australia also condemned Russia's decision to recognize the two regions in Ukraine controlled by separatists as independent. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Tuesday it will be in lockstep with its allies on any sanctions on Russia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made that statement Tuesday. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said through a spokesman that he believes Russia has violated the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine by recognizing the two breakaway regions. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says emergency powers are still needed despite police ending blockades and the occupation of the nation's capital. The massive demonstrations were by truckers and others that are angry over Canada's COVID-19 restrictions. Lawmakers in Parliament will vote later Monday on whether to allow police to continue to use those emergency powers. Prime Minister Trudeau notes there are some truckers that are just outside Ottawa that may be planning future blockades. 16 people, including foreigners, were injured in Saudi Arabia when the kingdom destroyed a drone launched against an airport by Yemeni rebels that the Saudi-led coalition said on Monday. It is the second airport attack in less than 2 weeks, blamed on or claimed by the Iran-backed Houthi insurgents. The rebels regularly launch attacks against Saudi Arabia, which has for 7 years led the military coalition, which intervened to support Yemen's government in the face of the Houthi advances. Northern Europe has been battered by the third major storm in 5 days. Storm Franklin, which hit Sunday and Monday, killed at least 2 more people, bringing the death toll to 14. The storm also disrupted travel and prompted hundreds of flood alerts. Heavy rains and high winds pushed in even as crews worked to clear fallen trees and restore power to hundreds of thousands of homes hit by storms last week. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.